We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right. So, Lee, over the weekend, Antifa beat down.
Wonderful.
Yeah, I know. You know, our overnight host, who's very entertaining to listen to. But a little kooky sometimes.
Yeah, you do get up earlier than I do. So,
I do. I might as well honestly just not go to bed some nights. But anyway, he used to live was it Brazil? I want to say it was Brazil. I cannot remember. I can't remember. Darn it. Anyway, I've read this on the air before, and he was saying, listen, you know, people here think that when you see a civil war, it's going to be like what we historically know. It's going to be like, you know, the one side's in gray, the other side's in blue. They're lined up on the battlefield, and then we'll know we're in a civil war. Well, he's saying, no. Modern civil wars don't look like that. And he was saying, listen, that, you know, in the city he lived in, it was a South American country. Mm-hmm. He was saying, look, you would get up, you'd drive to work, you might hear gunshots on your way to work as you pass through, but it didn't generally affect you. And there was about six warring factions, and they were killing each other. But regular people, unless you got caught in the occasional crossfire, you were fine. I mean, you could get up, go to work, get your coffee, blah, blah, blah. He said, you know, at one point when I lived there, one of my neighbors was murdered in the Civil War. But they didn't come for me. You know what I mean? They came for their political rivals. Mm-hmm. And so it was these groups fighting each other, the communists, you know, the radicals, the blah, blah, blah. Okay. The anti-communists, all this stuff. So anyway, that's what we're looking at, I think. I swear it sounds just like that in Portland with Antifa.
Yeah.
It really is just, you've got the Proud Boys, and I love how they write these articles. They describe the Proud Boys as right wing, but Antifa's just described as Antifa.
Right.
Right, like as if they're not even left wing. They're just some good guys out there to bash some Nazi skulls.
Because everybody on the right is a white supremacist.
Yes, I guess it goes without saying, right?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. So that went on this weekend. Here's the parameters of this. The Proud Boys group... So they're going to keep protesting until Antifa's violence stops. Okay. Well, that got them pronounced as fascist and racist, because if you make Antifa mad, you know that's the rule in Portland. They can't be held responsible for what they do if they're exposed to your political views that they don't like. I mean that's on you. That's not on them. What they might have to do to you. Well, did you hear, I told you the Democrat Party thinks this, and we actually had one of them say it on camera. I mean, this group, you know, Antifa, as we know, they beat up old people, they spit on people, they hit people with concrete milkshakes and give them brain bleeds. A journalist, actually, just for daring to film them when they trash a city. So, you know, who are they exactly? Democratic Representative Deborah Haaland, she's from New Mexico, described who Antifa is and what they want. Here's what she said, okay?
Portland is a progressive city. They want to ensure that they keep their city moving forward.
Yes, they just want to keep their city, like, moving forward, you know. So she's describing who they are.
Peaceful protesters working to safeguard their city from domestic terrorism.
Right, you know, with the occasional concrete milkshake upside the head.
Yeah.
And, you know, the resulting brain bleed.
Throwing hammers inside vehicles, too.
Yeah, like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, like that. Terrorizing old folks because they have North Carolina plates and everyone from North Carolina must be a racist. Yeah, that's Antifa for you. So the argument this weekend was that if you are opposed to Antifa, even if you're marching peacefully, you're clearly a white supremacist and you got whatever you deserve coming to you. That was pretty much the argument. And they even tried making it on Fox News. They were talking to Andy Ngo, who is a gay Asian journalist who has been chronicling Antifa and warning about Antifa's violence spiraling out of control. So all he does is film them. And for that, he was given a brain bleed. Nobody cared. Nobody had to condemn. Democrats don't have to condemn. It's totally fine. It's okay. Here's what he had to say about what happened this weekend in Portland.
If the far right group of protesters hadn't been there, Antifa wouldn't been there. So in part, it's, I guess, both parties' fault. What do you say to that?
I disagree with his argument that if one side didn't show up, everything would have been fine. This is just a normalization of political violence. I don't think it's acceptable to be telling American citizens that because of your views, you're not allowed to demonstrate peacefully on the streets and lawfully.
That's exactly what was going on this weekend. So the mainstream media is trying to blame the Proud Boys group for this. Well, if they just wouldn't exercise their First Amendment rights, if they would just shut up and go away, Antifa would not have to beat them, right?
Yeah.
And so that, I mean, that literally is the argument. And you're even hearing it on Fox News. So, you know, so this is from the same interview. So they come back and they try again. But come on, if the Proud Boys group would just stop exercising their First Amendment rights, Antifa wouldn't have to beat them and there wouldn't be any violence. Ergo, it's the fault of the folks on the right for showing up.
Andy, do you think that this right-wing group, the Proud Boys, coming out and doing what they're doing, is that the answer?
I don't really have a judgment on the political views of groups that are coming in or in Portland in terms of, as long as they're demonstrating lawfully and peacefully, it's really none of my business what their views are. My issues is when people find it acceptable that in response to hearing or reading views that they dislike, the response they think that is justified is violence against these people. And, you know, milkshakes might seem innocent, but when you're having a mob of people who are throwing objects at people and blinding them, it mocks them out to be targeted by everyone else. It happened to me. We're over 7 weeks now since I was beaten and robbed. There's been no arrest. And just over the weekend, there were only 13 or 14 arrests. There probably should have been 100 because some of these demonstrators, after the right wingers already left, they just occupied the streets, and there was an injury that resulted from that with a bicyclist. So I don't see what happened as peaceful at all. And I see that if this was the best that our police could perform, there is some management issues there.
A very logical point.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, what he's saying is, look, I don't care what their views are as long as they demonstrate peacefully. That was the way it was in America from the founding all the way on up to like 2 years ago.
Yeah.
But this has changed now. I mean, one of my favorite stories, Reuben Greenberg, black, Jewish police chief, Charleston, South Carolina. He was the first black police chief, Charleston, South Carolina. And the Klan wanted to march down the city streets of Charleston, right? Mm-hmm. And so the newspaper's making a big deal about it, screaming and yelling. We should block it, blah, blah, blah. Reuben's like, oh, heck no. Come on, let's go. And he strapped on. He was famous for, you'd see him all over town. He liked to get in the streets and patrol himself.
Yeah.
And he would strap on his rollerblades. He's famous.
Yeah.
He would show up and he'd just show up in public and patrol the street. You never knew where he was going to show up, right, in the rollerblades. Yeah. So he said, come on. He showed up to the Klan march. He led the Klan march down the street on his rollerblades. That's America.
Yeah.
Does that mean that we're tolerating the Klan's views? Of course not. Everybody gets that. But that's what the First Amendment is about.
Mm-hmm.
And he told everyone, pipe down. We're not going to have any violence here. We're not going to have any crazy. No. I'm not going to deny the permit for the parade. I'm not doing that. I'm going to show up and lead the Klan march. And he did. And he greeted them. Everybody was very nice. And they led him right down the street. And the thing went off without a hitch.
Yeah.
That's how we deal with this kind of stuff in America. We do not say, well, as CNN has been saying over and over and over again, some kinds of views we don't tolerate and we beat those people up. Oh, and we're going to have the police look the other way. Reuben Greenberg knew how to handle this.
Yeah.
He knew exactly how to handle it. And look at his way.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody joined the Klan. You know what I mean? There wasn't a resurgence in popularity of the Klan. There weren't that many of them anyway. You look at the picture, and I don't know, it was like
usually
15
the media
people showed up.
Outnumbers them anyway. So
I know, and it is the best picture. He's got a smile on his face. He's just rolling blading down the street, leading a Klan, black Jewish individual, police chief of Charleston. It was great.
That's priceless.
Yeah, Reuben passed in 2014, but he was a great guy, just a great guy. But, you know, contrast that to what passes for First Amendment rights now. Well, you only had, if you show up and we don't like you, we're going to beat you and the police will let us. That's not America. That's not First Amendment freedom. But it is what the media likes and is pushing and refuses to condemn.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Felt right since the election.
I think they're exaggerating the fears of a Donald Trump presidency.
Do you often feel the urge to burn something down?
In their protests,
firework
becomes the very thing that they're protesting against.
Flares, rocks, bottles were thrown.
Or slap people you don't even know because you think they don't like you? If you've never felt like this before, but do now.
I think they're exaggerating the fears of a Donald Trump presidency.
You may be suffering from a case of Trump utter derangement syndrome, or turds.
Turds. Yeah, like every day, a lot of turds in the news, losing their collective mind because they can't have their way, like a child who's never properly disciplined, throwing a temper tantrum. This time, all right, folks, as I read this, just to put it in perspective, you gotta understand, if imagine a Republican did this, okay, the absolute never-ending uproar it would have caused. But it was a Democrat, so it's totally cool, it's kosher, it's okay. An Illinois lawmaker to raise money, I mean, this is the left, folks, political fundraiser for a Democrat state lawmaker in Illinois, featured as entertainment a simulated assassination attempt on a mock Donald Trump. Can you imagine if a GOP fundraiser simulated an assassination attempt on Nancy Pelosi? Like they brought in a Nancy blow up doll that looked just like her. You know what would happen? The media would say, coarsening of our debate. They're ruining the First Amendment and all. They're trying to get people to kill Nancy. That's bad. Oh, kill Trump. No, we're totally for that. So it's ignored. Attendees to Illinois State Senator Martin Sandoval's political fundraiser were able to carry out their Donald Trump assassination porn fantasies this week. The Sandoval's fundraiser simulates an assassination attempt against a mock Donald Trump dressed out in Mexican garb. Okay. Yeah, you get to shoot him. Yeah. Plus, Democrat, nobody cares. They'd love to see Trump assassinated. It would be justice. By the way, did you see that Pocahontas, the fake Indian, her? Yeah, I got more Neanderthal DNA than she has Indian DNA. I'm like 4% on my mama's side. I don't know. I want to go get myself a Harvard professorship, archaeology or something. I don't know. Okay, Pocahontas had a rally. She attracted hundreds, estimate 700, and the media swooned. Man, people love Lizzie. It's like the Lizzie Borden reference. Anyway, people love Lizzie. They just do, even if she's totally fake and like whiter than the China set you got as a wedding present. People love Lizzie. Man, they are nuts. And they went bonkers, reporters. Look at the 700 people. I mean, the crowds are surging. Trump just broke a record. 11,500 beat Elton John's total, with thousands more camped outside watching on the Jumbotron. And the media does a whole reporting, a whack job reporting on it, saying basically, oh, look, there's some like empty seats up there. Yeah, because they left the seats to come onto the floor to get closer to the president. They were so enthralled. And they're like, see, he's losing his mojo. He can't fill up. He beat Elton John, you idiots. As confirmed, by the way, by the center manager. And I didn't count the people outside. They just got to make it up. That's what they do now. They make stuff up. That's all they do. Just make it up. Like the guards, the Jeffrey Epstein guards, who are now not cooperating with the Department of Justice in the investigation. You surprised? I'm not. But it's just not really important news anymore, so don't worry about it. Nothing to see here. Move along. move along. By the way, did you see what's going on in Hong Kong? Yeah, Representative Dan Crenshaw nailed this. These poor protesters in Hong Kong who just want to be free. The head protester, by the way, over the weekend called the Communist Party evil. We hope he survives that. I mean, it's literally, you're watching him put his life on the line because what they're debating is an extradition bill. So if the Chinese say you're guilty of whatever, they can extradite you from Hong Kong. So, I mean, this guy doesn't win, he's going out the door and he'll probably never be heard from again. And yet he's out there fighting. And he explained to a reporter over the weekend, I love the audio, gave me chills, and I would have played it for you, but he's kind of hard to understand. His English is not that good. I had to listen to it twice, but he said, listen, the Communist Party is evil. We don't negotiate with them. Yes! What? Yes! Hello! Can you get this guy in a room with the Republican leadership? Okay, so did you see what happened over the week? It's pouring down rain. 1.7 million people come out into the streets of Hong Kong. They fled into the streets peacefully. Many of them praying and singing Christian songs. But do you know what they mainly did? While Antifa burned flags this weekend in protest because we're not a communist nation, people actually facing the serious and pending threat of communism flew the American flag again. It just was like a sea of American flags. And do you know what they sang? The American anthem. And nobody took a knee. Nobody, because you know what, folks? They know what those symbols mean. They know just as well as the mainstream media knows. They know. They know they stand for freedom, the very thing the left wants to stomp out. There is no greater. They could have chosen any symbol on earth as the 1.7 million poured into the street. Any symbol of freedom on earth. Peace sign, I don't know, coexist bumper sticker. What did they choose? Our flag. Our anthem. Why? Because no other country on earth, period, end of memo, is freer than this one. Nobody has the guaranteed level of free speech that we do. We have the furthest reaching free speech rights in the country. About the only thing you can't do is threaten to kill somebody or yell fire in a crowded theater. That's it. We've got gun rights. The most unfettered of most places on the earth, with just a few exceptions. We have the strongest privacy rights on earth. We have the strongest First Amendment in terms of religious freedom. I mean, you stack our freedoms up even against Europe. We blow them away. Free speech, by the way, is almost done in Europe. It's almost toast. So they're not flying the French flag. They're not flying the English flag. They're not flying the Canadian flag. They're not flying the flag of New Zealand or Australia. It's ours. There's a reason for that. And that is exactly, these are exactly the same symbols the left wants to crash. What does that tell you? When these symbols are a threat to the left, but embraced by those who just want to be free of communism in Hong Kong. What does it tell you? And what does it tell you about what side people who want to suppress these symbols as racist or horrible, what side they're really on? Let me give you a hint. It's not ours, and it's not the side of freedom. Anyway, it was just gave me chills to watch that this weekend, and the singing of the anthem absolutely just brought tears to my eyes. Yeah, I'm a softie for those stuff. I'm a sucker for it. But man, the passion, they did it with the love. They just want to be free. And nothing still symbolizes that like this country. So say a prayer for them. Wouldn't it be great if they won?
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Ha! This always happens, Lee.
Okay.
Always.
All right.
Okay. And I don't know why they do it, but after the media has run a major con job on the American people with, you know, their fake facts,
yeah,
and whatever, as soon as nobody's paying attention to the particular story anymore, they often come out with the truth.
Mm-hmm.
Which is old news to you if you've been listening to me.
Exactly.
I tell you the truth right out the gate. Usually before you see it anywhere else. Well, Washington Post has done this, a piece I could have written. Remember that they spent the mainstream media and the Washington Post. They actually reported, remember, the two shootings, the one in Dayton and the one in El Paso, were, of course, right. Trump's fault.
Yeah.
Because the guy, you know, the people who did it, well, you know, Trump. Yeah. You know, racist.
Yeah.
And that was the way that they ran with it for like 24 hours. Then it started to become pretty apparent the guy who did the shooting in Dayton was a leftist Antifa sympathizer. So they dropped that one real fast. Right? Because they were coupling them together. Like, two shootings at 48 hours is Trump. We haven't seen this before. It's Trump. Oh, it was a leftist, like the guy who did the baseball field congressional shooting. Ah, look, squirrel. Yeah. See him? He was big. He went right by.
Big fuzzy tail.
Whoa. Yes. Okay. So then they went, well, I did the El Paso guy. He's just a white supremacist. He don't like Hispanics. It's Trump's fault. So remember, I mean, starting literally right after shooting, I tore apart the manifesto, read parts of it online. I told you what, it's only three pages. They could have read it. They chose not to. And then I noted how odd it was after day one, it was almost impossible to find the manifesto online because media organizations were not linking to it.
Interesting.
Yes. I still can't find a link to it other than the original one I saved from the Drudge Report. I couldn't find it if it weren't for that. I'm sure it's somewhere. But all these big media orgs did not link to it. They, in all their articles that they did telling you what was in it.
Yeah.
It's because they didn't tell you what was in it.
Right.
What did I say? The reason that this happened. I even figured this out myself. I said, listen, they're following the Christchurch shooter. Who's a leftist.
Mm-hmm.
How did I know that? What clued me in? I'm really smart. No. The first line. Of the El Paso shooters, a manifesto. You know, the one that nobody reported on? The damn first line, the most important thing he wanted you to know. I follow his political philosophy. He wanted everyone to know he was an eco-fascist.
Mm-hmm.
A leftist.
Yeah.
An anti-capitalist. And the media told you none of this. Well, look at the Washington Post. Look, it took till Sunday. They waited till nobody was paying attention. Headline. Two mass murders a world apart share a common theme. Eco-fascism. Exactly what I told you. Who knew? Dang, how'd I figure it out? I read the manifesto.
Yeah.
Where he, you know, laid it out in excruciating detail.
Well, see, after they've done the damage...
They can come back with the truth so that
exactly.
They can... Oh, we reported that. Later, when no one was paying attention.
Exactly.
Here's some of the Washington Post. This was my show. Before the slaughter of dozens of people in Christchurch, New Zealand, and El Paso, Texas this year, the accused gunmen took pains to explain their fury, including their hatred of immigrants. The statements that authorities think the men posted online share another obsession. Overpopulation and environmental degradation. Yes, because they were leftists. They wanted to limit the population. The El Paso shooter even flat out said he didn't care who he killed because we needed population limitations. We needed to get rid of capitalism. He said the Christchurch shooter said his political philosophy most closely followed that of the Communist Chinese Party. Again, not a right winger.
Nope.
It is left wingers that are picking up guns and doing this. Here's some more from the Washington Post. But then again, you're probably bored since you heard this on my show. And again, I get my texts from my trolls. Like, well, you know, you just make this stuff up. It's not in the Washington Post. You don't use mainstream media. Yeah, because they're too dang far behind.
Yeah.
I don't mean to brag here. And I mean, anybody could have, I mean, again, a sixth grader could have done this. All you had to do was read the manifesto instead of taking their word for what it said.
Yeah.
Because it was full of lies. Yes, in the beginning of the manifesto, he said he did not like mass migration. He did not like, it was illegal immigration that was his beef. And he did not like Hispanics. Why didn't he like Hispanics? Because they're brown and he hates them. No. What was it? Why didn't he like Hispanics? I thought it was so telling the media did not explain why he didn't like Hispanics. I bet you couldn't tell me now after all the media coverage.
Yep.
If you're listening. Why? Because they have a higher birth rate. And why did that offend him? Because he didn't want them coming to America and doing environmental damage with their birth rate. Funny that got left out. And you know why? Because that's not conservative. That's not a conservative philosophy. That's abhorrent to those of us who embrace freedom. And so they had to leave it out so you wouldn't figure out who this guy really is. So now they're coming behind and saying, yeah, he's an eco-fascist. This is exactly what I told you. Exactly. Post writes he bemoans water pollution, plastic waste, and an American consumer culture that is creating massive burden for future generations. He hated capitalism, too. Gee, again, not one of us.
Sounds like maybe Bernie or Pocahontas
yes.
there.
Just, gosh, you go back, and we've done it, Lee. So many of these shooters have been left-wingers. Yeah. They're left-wingers. Yeah. They may be racist, but that's not even their primary philosophy, and they try like hell to tell us in their manifestos, but the media edits that out and won't even link to them.
Well, this guy's racism was based on environmentalism.
Yes!
Not conservatism.
No.
Not anything to do with Donald Trump.
Okay, listen to how they're trying to twist this. They go find this chick, Michelle Chan, vice president of programs at Friends of the Earth. Listen to what she says. Friends of the Earth. The key thing to understand here, this is a quote, the key thing to understand here is that ecofascism is more an expression of white supremacy than it is an expression of environmentalism.
Oh, please.
Since when? Saturday?
How could ecofascism be an extension of white supremacy?
It's not. Except in this guy's manifesto.
Oh, gosh.
No, ecofascism is a left-wing philosophy. It says we have to reduce the population by murder if necessary to save the earth.
Yeah.
That's what this guy believed. It's why he did not care who died. Mm-hmm. And yet you heard none of that. Anyway, I just think it's interesting that the Washington Post is finally admitting this.
Well, and you're right, because
when no one's paying attention.
This is what they do. In order to try to save some semblance of journalistic credibility, that they will bury a story like this and put this in months or weeks or days after they've done all the damage of trying to tie any type of violence to the Trump administration.
All the while, they tell us they still continue to tell us in other parts of the Washington Post that the whole thing was because of white supremacy.
Yeah.
By right-wingers. It was right-wingers. Trump who... And by the way, they still won't admit. They still won't admit in the manifesto. He made it clear. These opinions of mine preceded Donald Trump. I am not a Trump follower. I do not agree with Trump. He does not like Republicans. He rejects Trump. He didn't want Trump to get the credit because he wanted the Christchurch killer to get the credit for their shared philosophy, or he couldn't advance it. Media won't tell you that either because they lie. Texter writes, Jay-Z's agenda is not to shut everyone up. It's to bring more progression to the movement because Kaepernick was fizzling. I don't know what Jay-Z's agenda is, honestly, other than to get paid. I got to tell you, no, you know what he's talking about? You know what he's talking about? Okay, Jay-Z, this was actually pretty brilliant of the NFL, I got to tell you, and a sign that Trump was killing them. I mean, Trump won this. Jay-Z may be black, but he was one big white flag raised by the NFL. And here's the background, because Jay-Z's a rapper, he's a performer, he's a media mogul, he's worth a bazillion dollars. He's married to Beyonce, who hates cops, and would like to see them all dead. You can tell that from her video with sitting on the submerged police car. But anyway, so he was asked to actually play the Super Bowl and turned it down. So they haul Jay-Z in, and he's sitting there with Roger Goodell. And he says, well, you know, I've changed my mind. I'm in my group that's against police violence. So, we now have this contract with the NFL, right? And he took Colin Kaepernick out at the knees.
I think we've passed kneeling. Yeah, I think it's time to go into actionable items. So what are we going to do? You know what I'm saying? So reach millions and millions of people, and or we get stuck on Colin not having a job.
Ow. Ouch. Yeah, but you know what? He's not wrong about this. It really was about him. You know, is you going to hire him back? You're not going to hire him back. So he just declared an end to kneeling. Yep, we're not going to kneel anymore. We're done here. I mean, I wouldn't, if I were Jay-Z, I wouldn't have done that for less than $10 million. It's got to be at least $10 million. I bet they paid him every penny. Why? Because they're getting killed on TV ratings. That's why. So Jay-Z just declared the end of the kneeling in the NFL. Now, does that guarantee that nobody will kneel again? No. It doesn't guarantee that, but it takes the steam out of it. Makes it okay to stop. I mean, they got, you know what I mean? They can say, look, here's Jay-Z. We got him. He's on the payroll. We don't need Kaepernick anymore. What was it? It was a big white flag. Trump won. And I'll tell you what happened. Nobody had ever fought back before. So the NFL, when the kneeling started, felt they had no choice but to capitulate, because it's not like anybody was going to, you know, ever fight the ridiculousness and anti-Americanism of the kneeling. So they figured they'd just capitulate their way out of it. Till Trump came along and busted their television ratings way down. So now they got to pay Jay-Z to fix the mess. What does it mean? Trump won. Why did he win? He fought back. When we fight back, we win. So, happy end to this story. Have a great rest of the day.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.